I got to the house where Tracy Davenport is staying a little early. She arrived a couple of minutes later. A relative had to drive her to the doctor. Davenport struggled to get out of the vehicle. She used a cane to slowly make her way up the driveway. But watching her, clearly in some pain, when she looked up, she smiled. I mean, a big, welcoming smile. Despite all the troubles she's had, she told me later, she tries to keep a positive attitude. Tracy Davenport is only 44 years old. She cannot work, and we'll go over why in just a bit. We sat down on the sofa, relatives and a dog in her mother's house wandering in and out as we talked. Davenport, like thousands of others in Michigan, has been trying to figure out how to get by after the Department of Human Services cut her from cash assistance. In the past, the state agency has used federal grant money for cash assistance to help people who had been on welfare for longer than usually allowed if they met certain circumstances. The department is no longer doing that, saying the state can't afford it, although there is still federal grant money available for it. Tracy Davenport knows many believe the majority of people on welfare are just not willing to work. They're gaming the system. They're living on taxpayer money because they can get away with it. Everybody's got a story of welfare abuse that they've heard from somewhere else, and they'll be quick to tell you about it. Tracy Davenport says you cannot count her among the stereotypes.
I've been working since I was 16 years old, and so I did for myself.
So why isn't she working now? Because of health problems. Tracy Davenport falls down often.
It's not like I get dizzy and fall. It's just like my body just collapses. And that's the original reason why I was let go from my job, because the falling was kind of being a liability.
She'd advanced her career at a women's crisis center from direct care for residents to manager, but the falling got worse. And then there was so much time in the hospital. One of her heart valves stopped operating correctly. Her heart is just not pumping enough blood. She's fallen so many times that her knees and back are damaged and arthritic. She has high blood pressure, a thyroid condition. Her days are basically trying to make it from the house to the driveway for another doctor's appointment and hoping she doesn't collapse in the parking lot again. After she lost her job 7 years ago, she got shuffled from one state agency to another trying to get some help. Eventually, she began receiving food stamps, Medicaid coverage, and cash assistance for her and her 12-year-old daughter. But even that wasn't enough. It certainly didn't cover the bills.
So eventually, I lost my house and everything, and I've been living with family ever since.
Now, when she says she lost her house, there's actually more to the story. She and her sister had purchased a two-family home together.
She lived upstairs and I lived downstairs. And in the process, I lost my income, so she couldn't afford to pay the whole mortgage and both our gas and license. So actually, I cost not only myself, but my sister lose her home. And I lost all my personal things, my furniture and everything. And my vehicle went next. I just came up with just my clothing. That was it.
With no home, no car, she had no choice but to move in with her 64-year-old mother. At first, with food stamps and cash assistance, she could at least feed herself and her young daughter, pay for school expenses, pay for the gasoline when relatives drove her to the doctor. Then she was cut off cash assistance late last year. It's not even clear that she should have been cut off. You would think with those health problems, the Department of Human Services would have classified her as disabled. That would have meant instead of getting help under the Family Independence Program, she would have gotten help through the state disability assistance. Then she would have been exempt from this cash assistance cutoff.
I had all my paperwork and everything in, so I shouldn't have been under that category at all. But they didn't switch it over.
Our colleagues at Bridge Magazine have found a number of cases where it appears people should have continued getting benefits, but the Department of Human Services has cut them off. Tracy Davenport hopes to get some help from one of the federal Social Security disability programs. She won't know for a while whether she can get that help. She needs help now. I asked Tracy Davenport what she would say to the people at the Department of Human Services who decided that she and thousands of others should be cut off from the state safety net for the poor.
Well, they think it's fair if they woke up and have to look in their kids' face and knowing that it's nothing they could do for them, you know, thinking if for some reason family couldn't take care of me, where would I go? I would be in a shelter or on the streets. And that's terrible. You know, with my youngest child, you know, and sometimes I feel like I'm gonna just fall apart, but I try to keep a good frame of mind, but not always. I do get fussy and I have crying spells, but I do pray, so that helps.
As a society, we have to decide whether the risk of a few people abusing the welfare system outweighs the risk that we're abandoning families who truly need help. It's valid to ask how long the state should help. After all, welfare is to help people get by until they can get back on their feet. The people we elected to the legislature and the governor have decided there are limits. But the Department of Human Services has gone further. The agency decided on its own to restrict more people than it has in the past, stopping cash assistance for those 11,000 families, including an estimated 40,000 children. By the way, that figure actually might be low. The agency did not keep track of the numbers. Bridge Magazine estimates as many as 15,000 families lost cash assistance. A circuit court judge has now ruled that the agency exceeded its authority. The people who run the Department of Human Services are appealing that judge's ruling. The question now before the courts is whether the Department of Human Services can decide on its own to change procedures and cut welfare help to so many people. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.